This is my song, O God of all.
Behind the UN singers at the organization's headquarters, sunlight filtered through the peace window, a brilliant blue stained glass work by the late Marc Chagall. UN officials, staffers, loved ones of the victims, and survivors gathered before a memorial plaque honoring those killed in the 2003 attack. Nearby, the torn UN flag that once flew over the organization's Baghdad office is mounted on the wall. Survivors laid a wreath of violet and yellow flowers before the plaque after victims' names were read out loud.
Saad Hormuz Abuna, Riham Al-Farra, Imad Ahmed Salman Al-Jabouri.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the August 19th attack was one of the UN's darkest days.
4 years on, our hearts remain heavy. We have lost colleagues before in the line of duty. But this was the first time the United Nations was deliberately targeted on such a massive scale.
Mr. Ban says the attack shattered any illusion that UN ideals and impartiality would permit the body to escape violence in Iraq. Still, he said, the UN's commitment to peace remains unchanged.
Today, those very ideals, the same resolve, guide our work for peace, whether in Darfur or in Dili or in Beirut or in Baghdad.
Mr. Ban says such a commitment is evident in the UN plan to expand its role in Iraq through the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI. He says such work honors those who were killed in the terrorist attack, including top UN envoy Sergio Vieira de Mello.
The Security Council's recent decision to renew and strengthen UNAMI's mandate is an opportunity to carry forward the work of Sergio Vieira de Mello and his colleagues. Yet I understand the fears and concerns some staff may have about any expansion. That is why I affirm to you today that any such measure remains strictly subject to conditions on the ground. Your safety is and always will be a paramount concern.
Depending on the security situation, the UN mission in Iraq is expected to increase from 55 to 95 international employees. The organization will play a larger role in brokering political dialogue inside Iraq and winning support from Iraq's neighbors for the country's security. A UN spokeswoman Friday said an investigation into the August 2003 bombing is complete. She says the report identifies the attackers and explains how the bombing was carried out. She adds that findings will be made public after the victims' families are informed. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, New York.